I'm Gabby Lamb.
And I'm Harper Rose Drummond.
And you're listening to Tea Time, where we talk about the nastiest, dirtiest,
naughtiest, wildest secrets.
Enjoy.
Welcome back. Yeah. To another episode.
Yeah. Hey.
Here's the thing. I had something to say. Oh, and this is what it is.
Oh.
Now I forgot.
Well, I just want to let you guys know we're starting off how we are, like right now, because Lee has very, you know, kind of insidious energy today.
Here's what I know is that Lee's going to upload this to a YouTube, right? This episode's going to be uploaded to YouTube.
Yeah.
And he's going to upload a clip to YouTube.
No, are you going to ring up your fucking lips right now?
Yeah, I am. I mean, people are going to comment on the clip and say, what the fuck's wrong with their fucking lips? And I just want everybody to know that that's the first thing that people are going to say as soon as you upload.
And you know what? I think it's finally time we address, everyone's always saying, what's wrong with her lips? What's wrong with her lips? She has cancer. So, yeah.
And here's the thing. Lee, when you upload this clip to YouTube and people say, what the fuck are these dumb whores talking about? Because that's what they always say. They always comment and they go, dumb women shouldn't have podcasts.
Yeah.
Women shouldn't have, right?
Yeah. Classy ladies.
Yeah.
Well, technically, we are so close to Lee's kitchen. This is still legal for us to have a podcast because we are technically filming in a kitchen. We have not left our realm.
Well, so this is the thing. People always leave comments on our YouTube videos and they say, what are they even talking about? And this is what we're talking about. This podcast is about vulnerability and secrets.
Yeah.
And I know that you guys, if you see this clip on YouTube, you're going to get really mad. Mm-hmm. You're going to get really mad because you're going to look at my face and you're going to say, what the fuck is that thing? Because you guys always do. You always say, what the fuck is that thing? And I want you to
it's
know.
It's something you
want to
come on, but you know what? You can't and you never will.
And the thing is that I do have cancer on my lips.
Yeah.
So these are fake. These are fake lips, not in the way that they are.
Injected. It's because
it's skin. It's a skin
tumors.
Graft. Yes.
Yes. And
tumors.
And tumors.
Skin graft tumors that have been, right now they're stitched to my face because I had to get the cancers removed.
You guys, have y'all ever seen a sausage? Don't answer that. Y'all know that at the ends of the sausage, how like they're kind of like stuffed. That's what her lips are, but with cancer. So when you're saying these mean comments, you're talking to a stage 4 survivor. So think about that.
Now, people are going to watch this and say, that's not funny. Please don't joke about cancer.
Well, I can because I actually have cancer.
And on to the next subject. Guess who's got skin cancer?
Yeah, you want to know what? I'm putting this podcast on me fucking back, mate. Because I got the fucking epilepsy, okay? I got the queer box covered, okay? I got the fucking skin cancer, all right?
She got a skin cancer diagnosis yesterday.
Yeah, literally. Literally. And she goes, what's that? And I go, it's acne, sis. And she goes, no.
But so Honk's leaving things out. She went to see a dermatologist because she's had some little growths on her back.
I have. And you guys, I had like this one thing ever since I got super badly sunburned in June. We hate to see it. It just hasn't gone away. And it kind of hurts and itches. We love to see it. Kind of cute, kind of hot. Try not to come, you guys. Okay. But anyways, so then I go and I was honestly just thinking I was being overdramatic because I always like kind of like work myself up and it's usually nothing that bad. Spoiler alert, it was that bad. And then, I mean, it's not like it's not like stage 4 like you have, but it is, you know, it's what I have. So, so then she was like checking everything and checking all my little moles. And she was like, oh yeah, we need to remove these immediately on my back. And I said, So that it didn't make me feel hot and powerful and brave. Yeah, you could say that.
And now I have a theory.
No, because it seems like really genuine and really
empathetic. I have a theory as to why you're so susceptible to getting skin cancer.
So susceptible.
She's more susceptible than the average person, than the average white.
Is it because I'm a Howley?
No, it's not because you're a Howley. It's actually
because I have really good pussy.
No, it's actually the opposite of that.
No,
and I've been thinking about this because I'm like, why is she so susceptible?
You've been thinking about my pussy?
No. I've been thinking about why you're so susceptible to skin cancer.
What?
See, now you're pretending to be gay so you can say gay. She's pretending. She's eating a woman.
Just gay for the jokes.
Yeah.
So you guys are trying to hate crummy right now.
No, so the reason I think you're so susceptible to more skin cancer than the average white.
Where's the joke, babes?
Is
yeah, it's coming.
Well, it's hard for me to say.
Let's take this one back to the writer's room.
It makes me emotional. It makes me emotional.
Yeah.
To say it.
Because it gets you so horny. Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where is it? For those of you guys that are just listening to this, Gabby's eyes glazed over during her own bit. She's looking lost. It's giving deer in headlights. She doesn't know where to go.
Because I'm literally trying to think of something other than saying, because you're gay. But I can't think of anything other than that. So I think the reason that you are so susceptible to skin cancer is probably because you're fucking gay.
Yeah. So that's interesting. And I really can't wait for this to come out. And then you're going to get canceled because for the last 3 weeks, I've been dating a girl. And so now when you say I'm fucking gay and you talk to me like that,
yeah,
it's giving.
Yeah.
Who hates gay people? Who's famous that hates gay people?
Mel Gibson.
You're giving Mel. Wait, I thought he was racist and he hates gay people.
I don't know.
Okay, so you're Mel Gibson.
Who else hates who? Gay people?
Lee, you know.
The Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah. Your church.
I know.
Well, you know.
Lee, because you hate gay people too. You literally texted me in the group chat. You said, don't bring any of that dyke shit into the studio today. And I said, relax, Lee.
I don't think anybody's like really openly against gays right now.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I would say probably everybody on Fox News is.
Yeah, everyone on Fox
News. Well, they're not openly, but you know that they are.
My aunt probably is. She's kind of a hater.
You think?
Yeah.
My dad doesn't believe that gay people are born gay.
Oh my God.
He's convinced that.
But they're turned.
My dad's convinced that people become gay after witnessing some kind of tragic accident. And that's a truth. That is a truth to be told. And when he says that.
Why is your dad so fucking goddamn funny?
He's not. We got into an argument when I was in Hawaii because he calls me.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We get into this whole fucking argument because he calls me. He starts going off on some goddamn rant about the homeless. The homeless population. He's like, there are just so many damn homeless. And what are these fucking Democrats doing to help it? And I'm like, and I said, Dad, here's the thing. Neither you or I are politically educated enough to have a conversation about this. I said, you know, I'm pretty staunch liberal. So but I'm not educated.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. Spoiler alert for the listeners.
Spoiler alert for you guys who were thinking that I was going down the Republican route. I'm actually not. I'm pretty fucking liberal other than
Morgan Wallen.
Well, other than also like hating gay people. But other than hating gay people being anti-abortion. Because I am pro-life. And
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about
hating
that.
Women. I hate women.
No, you do. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's good. And that's interesting for you. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing a lot of
positives. Very little negatives.
Yeah.
So my dad and I get into this disagreement over, you know, our political beliefs. Mm-hmm. I say, we're not educated enough to be having this conversation, even though I know I'm right. And he goes, that's the thing with you liberals. You all think that you're so right, but you're wrong. And I said,
no, that's an interesting argument.
That is an interesting argument.
Because it's kind of heavy. It's kind of weighted.
Right. And then he goes, you know, there's no such thing. For some reason, he throws this out. He goes, there's no such thing as a MAGA Republican. I was like, what does that mean? And he goes, the liberals, the Democrats are the ones who have given the name MAGA. No, Republicans don't call themselves MAGA. I was like, Dad, I think that you're forgetting that your Lord and Savior Donald Trump quite literally coined the term "Make America Great Again."
Mm-hmm.
That came from the guy you voted for president. He invented that term. That's his slogan.
Yeah, the merch was popping.
And he goes, my dad's like, no. And I was like, no, yeah, he did. And he's like, well, that's bullshit. He did, but there's no such thing as a MAGA Republican. And I was like, what are you saying?
There literally is. It just means somebody who follows Trump.
And that's quite literally it. My dad's like, that's not true. And I said, but it is. And you guys invented it. And he goes, no.
So here's
and then
the thing.
And then he goes, real quick, and then he goes, why, it's not a thing about Republicans and Democrats. And I was like, what?
As he just calls you a libtard.
Well, he did call me a libtard. And then he said, there's no such thing as a MAGA Republican.
But here's the, okay, so the, okay. Number one, sorry for interrupting it. Number two.
No, it's okay.
Thank you. But number two, I just think it's really frustrating arguing with the MAGA Republicans, because I think it's, here's the thing. It's really frustrating in general, mm-hmm. arguing with someone who's not trying to
listen.
to listen. Mm-hmm. Because y'all can come from opposing motherfucking sides. And it is much harder when their opposing side is having like a very offensive stance, you know?
It's
a bit tough.
He goes, you know, and the thing is like, I do try to listen to him, but it's met with so much stupidity that I say, and he goes, and then he says, you guys just blow us all off as being stupid. And I was like, well, it's funny, well, because you are. But here's the thing. Love you, Dad. You're not stupid per se, but what you're saying is stupid. And it is.
It is. And you know, I fucking adore your dad. And but
he has alopecia. So it's like, ugh.
So it is kind of ableist for us to be.
So it's like, get some hair.
And well, it's like buy a wig and then say something.
Okay, yeah. How funny that both our dads are bald and wear glasses.
Mine's balder though.
Yours is balder. My dad is shorter.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Whose dad do you think has a bigger dick?
Oh, wow.
Who do you think's slanging hog?
Wow.
That's disgusting.
We're going to compare pictures after the show because I know you have a pic of my dad's, I have a pic of yours. We don't have to get into it.
The next thing, so he goes on this rant about, you know, the homeless population. There's too many damn homeless. I said, oh, yeah, well, what are you doing to take care of that? And he's like, well,
are you going to city council?
Yeah, he goes, well, it's all the damn Democrats' fault. And I was like, hate to say this, hate to be the bearer of bad news, Dad, but the people I will say that I see doing the most work who are kind of the most compassionate and empathetic towards the mental health issues of the homeless seem to be
Republicans.
The MAGA Republicans. Yeah, and he goes, yeah, that's true. And he says, so what
and then
the
you guys started
saying?
Holding hands and braiding each other's hair.
Right, and I said, I don't really know. I said, I hate to say it, your age group is kind of, you're kind of irrelevant socially now at this point.
Damn, Gabby.
I did say that, and I said, you're socially irrelevant, and I will say that my generation is kind of the one fighting these battles now. We're just kind of picking up the fucking mess that you
dumpers
left. Right. And I would say that most people, I think, that are in our generation, or maybe it's just LA, mm-hmm. I feel like are more left-leaning.
Here's the thing.
Yeah. Maybe
all
not,
those,
though.
All those, like, late boomers, Gen Xers, mm-hmm. They still vote.
Yeah.
And so they're still gonna like.
And they come out in the droves. Matter. Would you say fucking love that?
Do you think our generation though, like millennials and do you think millennials are more, they make up more Republican or Democrat or, you know, liberal or conservative?
I don't know about millennials. I would say Gen Z, I feel like are more progressive. I'll say that.
More progressive. There we go. Yeah.
You tend to start leaning Republican as you get older.
That is interesting.
As you have some money, you start to...
I see the thing is, my dad doesn't have any money. So I'm like, who?
Well, that's just because he's brainwashed by Fox News.
Interesting.
Andy Spott.
Yes. I thought you meant that the reason he had no money was because he was brainwashed by Fox News. And I was like, no, it's because he's made poor financial decisions.
Well, it's really... okay, well, I don't know.
I say it with negative $231.39 in my bank account.
And that's the liberal in you. But... So I think it's interesting. So my family is very liberal. My brother was not liberal at all when he was growing up, like staunchly fucking Republican, like we were just saying, like very Republican. Eli and I have gotten into like just heinous arguments mm-hmm. about, you know, about abortion, about blah, 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 like about everything, right? Mm-hmm. And one time we even got into a huge fight about, it was like years ago, but it was about like gay marriage or whatever. And
shouldn't be legal.
And you and Eli are a match made in heaven. We can unpack that after the show. But anyways, over the last 10 years, Eli has really dropped so much of that. And so I think it's just like interesting too, because Eli and I grew up in different, like for the most part, I grew up in North Carolina.
He's still pretty conservative, but yeah, he's not.
So he is, but we were just talking the other day and like I called him like, my flaming Republican or something. I was like, oh, my flaming Republican. And he goes, honestly, I don't even know that I could even call myself Republican anymore. And I was like, oh, really?
No, he's a libertarian.
And then he goes, I am a neo. No, I'm just kidding. No, but he was just like, no. But he was just like, no.
He goes,
like,
no, I'm a MAGA Republican. I
put some respect on my name, honey. No, and, but he was just like, I look at like my values and what I stand for politically. And he's like, and I just don't think that that falls under being Republican anymore. And I was just like, oh, okay.
Because at the end of the day, what Eli wants is a hot woman. And he realizes that the hottest, funniest woman. He wants to date a funny woman, and he's
dating a really hot, funny woman right now who's very liberal.
And she's liberal because they always are.
Yeah,
and that's the thing. When you realize that all women that are hot and funny are liberal, well, then your tune changes.
Because here's the thing: pull up Tommy Lauren, pull up Candace Owens.
Now, Candace, I will say,
Candace is a little bit funny.
She's a little bit funny because I think that Candace, we all know, has flipped. She's a Republican for show.
Here's the thing. I just don't take anything.
She's a show pony Republican.
And every time she's doing something, I'm like, she's just trying to get her bag. And it doesn't make it okay, but she's just doing like her. She's just trying to get her bag. She's just trying to like fuck off. Whatever.
Her husband's clearly a gay white guy.
Oh, you guys.
He's such a gay
guy. Can we pull up Candace Owens' wedding photo?
And they're
with
like,
her husband, because they're number one. That's on MAGA because they wore the. It's giving.
The officiator of the wedding was the Grand Wizard of the fucking of the KKK.
Bitch, stop making me snort up in here. Okay. Ow! Lee's cat.
Not us opening
looks like
up
a fucking
hot,
bulldog.
Not us opening up hot about politics. I know nothing about politics.
But here's what I do know to be true. I know that I know enough to know that I don't like Trump, and that's all I need to know. But here's the thing.
Is this what you're talking about?
They were wearing MAGA hats, and it was
were they really wearing MAGA hats?
I saw it on her Instagram.
That's so
but
fucking
I'm not seeing it on
Yule. So sick.
Google.
They were wearing White Lives Matter shirts. Kanye's hot in the topics right now.
Oh, this one here.
Did you guys listen at all to that interview that's that he was funny. Doing with oh shit. Bye.
Am I so itchy?
Maybe you have skin cancer because that's how mine started. I was fucking itching up a storm.
I honestly probably do. I've done so much damage. What interview? Lee, why are you making that noise?
That's just going into the litter box. He hasn't been feeling good, so I didn't want to lock him up.
Oh.
He's Dutch is really sick, actually.
What's wrong with
Wait.
Him?
He has an upper respiratory infection. He's like, he's blowing snot
I
bubbles.
I can hear him breathing.
Yeah. He's actually pretty sick right now.
Oh my
How
God.
Do you know? Did you take him to the vet?
Don't take him to the vet. Gabby
no,
was first time too.
I looked it up and it's like they don't really do anything. They can't really do anything for a URI, and it just
you can give him what I give my cat that fucking was good for her.
Yeah,
the mouser food.
Honestly,
oh,
mouser.
The drainage.
Lymphatic drainage. I gave her lymphatic drainage and colloidal silver, and it cleared her shit right up.
Okay,
and she had
Maybe
an upper respiratory.
Oh yeah, you can get that stuff at like Air One, right?
Yeah.
Colloidal
silver and
wrong,
lymphatic.
How do you give it to them?
It's in a...
It's a dropper.
You have to pry their little mouth open and squeeze it into their throats.
Okay.
Give him some lymphatic drainage. You should call...
I've been wiping his nose. He's been he's had so much snot that it's running down his face.
You know what you should do? Call the guy. He does the free health consultations, and he's the one who turned me on to all the shit to help my cat.
We'll talk
but
after.
But also, it's only like $45 to get these things.
He's starting to get a little bit better. I just didn't want to lock him up because he's been out here.
Get him lymphatic drainage. It's $23. And then the other stuff is like $20.
Honestly, if you guys can take one thing away from this fucking episode, get your animals checked out and get yourself checked out.
And call the guy who does free consultations for animals.
Yes.
Lee.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Can we address that?
Yes.
We literally parted. We met up yesterday, and then we were part as we were literally parting ways. You're like, "Yep, we're gonna go get costumes right now."
Oh, we can address that. Yeah. So here's the thing. I'm gonna be very honest with you. Sometimes when we're leaving, I just kind of start saying whatever, and I'm just gonna be fully.
Are you
honest.
Mad that we're not in costume, Lee?
Because you guys show up, I'm like, oh, do you guys have costumes? And you're like, no, we do not at all. Not even a little bit of costume. And then you're like, but you should dress up. And so now I'm sitting here in sweatbox.
With your fucking dick in your hands.
Yeah, I'm sitting here
Unfortunately,
with my fucking,
we're going to take a little video of
with
you.
With my fucking tail in my hands.
Well, I'm sorry we didn't dress up, Lee.
Oh, and I just look like an idiot. This comes out on Halloween, but really, you guys look like idiots.
No, we look cute.
I look good.
Okay, cool.
In my lion
our
outfit.
Landlord texted back. There's somebody coming to look at our shit today.
Okay, cute. You guys, don't even get a start. Actually, never mind.
Subscribe.
Everything's fine. Everything's good. Okay, Gabby.
I'm going to say subscribe. I'm posting this with Lee, and I'm going to say subscribe to our Patreon to watch him jack off in a lion suit.
Okay, that's funny.
Is that true? Are you gonna do it, Lee? Now you have to do it,
but only into the litter because we don't want the mess like last time. Ooh wee, ooh wee.
Gotta clump that shit up.
Yo. Yeah. Okay, wait, someone, I'm forgetting your handle, so I'm sorry, but someone sent us in, like, someone sent us, like, what is it? Like little, like, fan art of Lee's litter, and that was so funny.
Thank
and the
you
second
so much.
We can, we need to get actual, like, litter made. That would be so fucking funny.
I don't know how profitable the litter business is.
It's profitable.
I know.
Oh, it's profitable.
Oh, there's a huge, it's an untapped market. Everyone's doing makeup right now. Everyone's doing candles. Everyone's
what
doing
about litter?
T-shirts.
I wouldn't no say
one's
it's an
in, and socks too. Fuck that, dude. No one's doing litter. We're gonna do litter.
Now, here's the thing. We should, what are we, 25 minutes into this? Because it feels like we've been on it for
20 minutes.
Are you serious?
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
The litter prices have gone up. Like a small box of litter that used to cost like $12-15 is $20 now.
Yeah, my litter's really, I use pretty litter. That shit's so expensive.
Is it really?
It's like $32 for a thing.
Oh, Jesus.
Like I go to the store, I buy like a few things to eat and litter and cat food, and I spend $100.
What do you buy to eat?
What do you think?
Lunchables. Lunchables, Red Bull.
Lunchables, Red Bulls.
Hold on. And then crunchy peanut butter, and he eats it with
crunchy,
his hands.
Crunchy peanut butter and sweet tarts.
Yep. Yeah.
Nailed it.
Sweet tarts.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Red vines.
And you put all of it into the peanut butter can.
And then he blends it up like a little smoothie.
Yeah. It's so fucking nasty. Okay. Okay. Really quick before we get into it, this is going to come out afterwards, but Gabby is headlining to ACC tonight. So very exciting in San Diego.
I am. I hope I don't fucking bomb. Please, God, I don't want to bomb.
You're not going to bomb. You always have fun there.
We'll see. I've had very low confidence in my stand-up as of recent. Thank you to some people who came out to my show. Well, to Felipe, show's in Hawaii.
Yeah, you were just in Hawaii.
Hawaii. The first show Saturday night was fucking horrible. The second show was more fun. I feel like a fraud sometimes when I do stand up. I feel like I'm not funny and I'm not good at writing jokes. We love to see it. I watched Nikki Glaser last night at the world famous Hollywood Improv on Melrose. And gotta say, she was so funny. In an AC full of men, she was the only other woman on the lineup besides our friend Audrey Stewart, who was hosting. Love Audrey. Very funny. Very funny comedian. Follow her. Look her up. Nikki Glaser, I hadn't seen in a while.
She's so
I had it in my
life.
Head that I didn't think that she was funny. I don't know. I don't know
why.
I don't know. Because probably because that's what men say. Oh, she just talk about sex. And that probably got in my head. I don't know.
She's one of the best.
Nikki Glaser.
She was so funny. And she was so much better. Andrew Santino was on the lineup. Andrew Santino's very funny. But Nikki Glaser fucking came out flaming. And I was like, yeah, women are so funny.
Nikki Glaser's been doing it for like twice as long as Andrew.
Has she?
Yeah. She's been around forever.
Fucking
it's so cool to like watch people that have been doing it for so long and that are so good too.
Especially women. And she was just like, she was talking about, you know, the whole thing of like how you have to, nobody's ugly if you have money. And she's like, the only reason I'm even a little bit attractive now is because I spent all of my money trying to be as hot as possible. And
that's just so fucking funny.
You know, she's like Botox, filler, hair extensions, makeup. You know, like just going on and on about all
the list
shit.
The list keeps climbing.
It was just so funny. And I was like, yeah, we'd love to see it.
We fucking do.
We'd love to see it.
Jesus. I am headlining the Good Bar in San Diego next Wednesday. You guys
should
come.
Are you headlining?
Yeah.
Because I asked you yesterday and you said you weren't.
No, you didn't. We didn't even talk about that yesterday.
You told me yesterday. I said, bonk.
When did you?
I said, you said, I'm doing Good Bar. I said, you headlining? You said, no, just doing a spot.
No, I didn't.
Did.
Well, I'm headlining Honk, and it's literally on my Instagram. So, okay. Anyways, I'm headlining. Gabby is a pathological liar and a Republican.
You are.
And a dicator, so everyone can honestly get fucked. This is an attack on the LGBT community. You heard it here first. Anyways.
I got long nails so I can finger all these women and just fuck
You're a clit cutter.
And I got these specifically so I could finger women and just cut
and
the
I have
insides
the short,
of them.
So I can munch without hurting my queens. Okay. Anyways, what was I going to say? Okay. And also, so I just took some time off from doing stand-up I did very little stand-up in the month of October because I was just filming a short and it's almost done and it's going to be ready in January. And that's all I have to say about that.
So what's the date on Good Bar?
The date is November 2nd.
Okay. November 2nd. Go get tickets to Good Bar.
Oh, I'll be in Napa and Monterey this weekend, but this won't be out.
But that's to get her hemorrhoids looked
at.
But so, you guys, this week's episode is about coworker romances. Romances is a loose term. If y'all were sucking and fucking, that's a romance to me.
Now, I'm sorry that we spent 45 minutes talking about Republicans at the top of this.
But we had to work through it.
Yeah, instead of addressing our coworker stories. I will say I've hooked up with a couple of coworkers of mine.
Of course.
And it's one fun. Of them was at the last restaurant that I worked at, and he was the biggest fucking weirdo I've ever met. I found out he was a pathological liar. Very bizarre guy. Don't know where he is now. He had this whole thing. We never had sex. I sucked his dick.
I'm sorry, but how come it's so fucking funny, specifically with women, whenever we talk about men that we've hooked up with, it's like, didn't fuck him, sucked his dick. And it's like, it's, I don't know why, but just like the tone in that is just, it's just funny to me.
No, it's funny the things that you do when you're younger and you're an active alcoholic. And
you think
you,
it's like fun.
Yeah. And you know, in retrospect now as a 31-year-old woman with a little bit of more standards and sobriety, thinking about this guy's place that I would go to. It was what can only be described as a literal, maybe like, it was maybe a garage converted into a small room that had, let's say, like cement walls. Okay.
Okay, so it's giving like an asylum.
Right. And it's cement walls. He had a very thin mattress on the floor. That's really about it. And I would go over there and we'd hang out and sit on his mattress because of course he had no furniture.
Of course. Minimalist.
Right. And we would drink. He's a raging alcoholic. A severe alcoholic.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be surprised if he died, alcoholic. And
R.I.P.
And I went over there, sucked his dick, thought I was having so much fun. He didn't have a...
Did he do anything to you?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember if I had sex with him. Whoa. I don't think I did. Did he eat me out? I don't think so.
Were you drinking at the time?
Fuck yeah, I was drinking.
Yeah.
If you're going over into a dungeon, you gotta be drunk for that.
It was about 7, probably when I think this was when I was very new to stand-up. So 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, it was so dark. And looking back, it's like, can't believe this is the kind of shit you do when you're young and drinking. It's like, that's like, you're like, this is wild. And now I'm like, that's so fucking, I would never do that again.
Mm-hmm.
I would never do that again. But the weird thing about this guy is that he didn't have a cell phone. Okay. So he doesn't have a cell phone. So we would like plan things at work, you know.
By I'd be Owl?
Like,
okay. Oh, no.
So
at work.
We'd go to work together and then he'd be like, do you want to come over tonight? Like 8. And I'd be like, yes, see you at 8. Because he didn't have a cell phone. So it was just like, you know, we had to make plans the old fashioned way. And I remember one time I show up to his cement dungeon and I look through his window and he's sitting on his mattress on the ground on a cell phone. And I like knock on the door and I see him through his window on a phone. I knock on his door and he hides the phone under his bed. And
that's like me in high school and my mom would come in.
That's exactly it. What are you hiding your phone from? You're a grown man.
Yeah, but you had a
girlfriend.
I don't know what he had. I did end up finding out that he had a full blown child.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good.
And
he had a reason he didn't want you on his phone.
There was something, and I ended up finding out that there was like,
because he's been caught on the phone before.
Yes.
And so now he just
and
plays
he leveled
this
up.
Game.
So he's a child. I found out, but the somebody had been sending when they're looking for child support. What is that called?
Alimony? No, that's. I mean, isn't it just
like when they're like the court, when the court is like,
they're looking for the person.
Oh, so they're trying to subpoena you.
I don't know. But like, I guess I found out that like the court kept sending,
like serving
him. Yes. Yeah. They kept serving him at my job, child support. And everybody at my job was like, he has a kid.
Was this at?
It was at Cafe Gratitude.
Okay. Not me whispering it. And then you going, it was at the Cafe Gratitude.
A couple of years ago. And they were trying to, we all found out that he had a kid. And then he took off. Nobody knows where he is now.
Well, prayers up for Papa, I guess.
Yeah. Sure. Anyway, that's my dark coworker hooking up story.
Well, that was dark. But it was also fun and vulnerable.
Very dark. And then we never spoke. And then, like, I told him I didn't want to sleep with him or keep seeing him because he was so weird. Mm-hmm. And we would, and he wouldn't look at me at work. He would give me the dirtiest looks, or he wouldn't look at me.
Okay, hooking up with your coworkers at restaurants. Number one, it's a rite of passage, but number two, that shit gets so fucking mad. I feel like you guys do it because I feel like the people that are drawn to working in the restaurant industry,
not as
like
veering off. Heads.
Well, yeah, and also it's like people that it's literally it's AA and Al-Anon all wrapped up in
one. Oh, it is.
It fucking is, bitch. Because everyone is like so fucking trauma bonded, especially like we're a family. And then yes. It's like, well, I can't let you down.
It's
and then
every
you're like
12-step program,
and fucking and fighting with your coworkers.
Yeah. Everybody's a sex addict. Everybody's a love addict. Everybody's a fucking cokehead, alcoholic, Al-Anon. Everybody that
everyone's
works in restaurants.
You fucking stupid idiot cunt.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Take this fucking cell. You're a failure, you bitch.
And then you go up to a table. Hi. And then you go back into the kitchen. You go, fuck you, fucking bitch.
Don't ever fuck up my order
again. And then all of the fucking, the line cooks are doing meth in the back and sucking each other's dicks. All of the linemen, all the line cooks at my old job were straight, but they would just get fucked up on crystal meth and then suck each other's dicks in the walk-in freezer.
So that wasn't my experience, but that is fun.
Really?
No, but...
That's a restaurant for you, sweetie.
No, it fucking is. Okay, I'll just wrap up my coworker thing. But okay, so I worked at Kitchen 24 in West Hollywood when I was like 19 to 20-ish.
Fun.
And yeah.
Only have ever been there wasted.
Well, great. Me too. And I worked there for almost 2 years. I would get fucking so drunk working. I was the host. I'd be like, welcome to Kitchen.
You were the host.
I was fucking
hosting. Fucked up was funny.
Oh, it's funny as shit.
Yeah.
And I was, and then these guys, because it's in West Hollywood, and so these guys would come up to me and like give me money and be like, sit me in his section, and then like slip me money. I'm like, okay,
really?
Oh my god. Yeah. Some of my best friends to this day I met working at this job. But
name
I would
one.
Like hook up with people. I would work the overnight shift, and I would like hook up with some customers in the bathroom. I would like make hotel deliveries,
really?
And then like my coworker like and I would like make out. Oh my god. Yeah. And then this one guy,
fun.
He drove a motorcycle, and then like we would get this is so stupid. My mom's gonna kill me because she listens to this, but we would like get drunk and like go make out on his motorcycle, and then he ended up getting in a motorcycle accident, and he's okay, but he's never really been the same, if you know what I'm saying. Anyways, he married a stripper, and he now lives in Vegas. Love and light to him.
Do you think that is a result of the accident?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And
makes sense.
Yeah, because his taste improved. And then we were always making out with everyone. Like this guy I was making out with all the time, he and I like went to like a holiday party. We go back to our mutual friends who we also work together. And then I wake up and don't worry, he's hooking up with the guy whose house we were at while I'm in the bed asleep. And I was just like, go off, I guess. And then I just passed back out. So it was rowdy. And then,
oh my god, that just gave me a fucking hangover.
It was a lot. No, you guys, I was literally, I think my blood was legally considered just tequila for those 2 years.
That makes
sense. And then I worked at the dark room on Melrose, was making out with those coworkers. We love to see it. And then when I was just working at this place that, called Commerson, it's across from Little Bar. Don't worry, it closed down. Oh my god, I was making out with all of my and then ended up fucking one of my coworkers. He's the one that has the eagle on his chest now. And now I guess he's a barber in San Diego. Go
okay,
off.
Go off.
Yeah.
Tell him to go to my show. I'll be there tonight.
Okay, I will.
Yeah.
We don't talk. But
get him.
Yeah,
oh
I called
God.
I called him horse right. Stick. And then like a year after, and I was always fucking him drunk. And it was fun. It was fun. It was crazy. But then a few years, like a year or something goes by. And I'm walking down the street, actually kind of by our neighborhood. And I sent him a picture of this apartment. And I was like, why does this apartment make me think of you or something? And he was like, oh, because we had sex there. And I was like, go off, king. Anyways, that was my romance. It was very enchanting.
Very enchanting. Disney-esque, if you will.
But I really love the people that I, not that I hooked up with, but I love the people that I met, like, working these restaurants. Because, like, we, like, you know, you like, trauma bond.
So chaotic.
And everyone's, like, hooking up with everyone. And then, like, you're hooking up with customers. And, like, oh, my God.
Restaurants are funny because it's, like, you have, like, the young alcoholics, active alcoholics, you're there. And then you have the people who've been working there as like a full-time career, right? So you have like...
That are also active
You have like 19-year-olds and then 50-year-olds.
And it's like, where else in life are you guys going to coexist like that?
Yeah, and then there's the
and
restaurant manager.
You're all partying together.
And then there's the restaurant manager who's always a fucking huge piece of shit who doesn't really want to be there, but like has to wear the hat of wanting to be there.
Yes. Yeah. And then like the manager that's like kind of trying to be like Michael Scott, you know, like trying to be like friends, but then also has to be the disciplinarian. So then it's like, but then like you don't take that manager serious. Mm-hmm. And then it's also like, you fingered me when you were drunk. So why, like, you're not going to write me up.
My old manager, he would flip, you know, he'd come in, he was always drunk, but he'd come in and he'd be like Mr. Fun Party Guy. And he'd like shut the door and like, you know, of his office and put his head down and be like, oh my God, I got so fucked up last night. And then I'd have to be like, okay, I gotta go get back out on the floor. And then all of a sudden he comes out and he's Mr. Boss, you know, and he's like, no, you have to do, put the dishes away this way. And I was like, you were just telling me that you were railing ketamine.
Wait,
last night.
Love your joke about the walk-in freezer. You should bring that back. And then like the girl getting stung by the bee, and she goes, what do you want me, or you go like, what do you want me to do? It's a bee or something.
The bee doesn't work here. Yeah, I haven't done that bit.
The bee
so
doesn't
long.
Work here. That's one of my favorite bits of yours. It's
I should
so
bring
funny.
That. I should maybe I'll do that tonight. But, I haven't done that. What was I even walk-in freezer, but I don't know.
I just remember it was about a freezer, but it was funny. But yeah. Here's the thing, you guys. We love your fucking stories. I think you're starting off this week.
We didn't ask you if you've hooked up with coworkers.
At my last full-time job, yeah, there was one girl that we started hooking up, and then the pandemic happened, and then we were like basically locked. We basically just we quarantined together. So we just
this one you were doing meth with.
Just a little bit. Mostly
kiss of meth.
Coke and a lot of alcohol.
Interesting.
And so we quarantined together, and then you know that ruins a relationship.
Sure does.
Yeah.
And I was hesitant to even be in that relationship, and it was like. But she was great. She was really cool to me. I think we had some fun together, and it was fun.
Where
but
she
yeah,
at?
She's back in Maine.
He's like, she died.
No, she's in Maine.
And he goes, she's actually right here. And then you have her taxidermy in your cat litter room, and that's why you're always coming in it.
She actually got me into. But we worked together for a long time. We worked together for like 4 years.
What did she get
years.
You into?
She got Furries? Me into your mom's house. She got me into like Tom Segura's podcast.
We love that.
Okay.
All right. Well, yeah. Let's get into this because I have to head to San Diego. You have to go to work. I don't know what you're doing, but
painting after this,
tying your pussy lips into a fucking knot.
I wish they were as long as yours, but they're not. Anyways, Matt. Okay, go.
Well, now I have to remember that joke. Okay, I'm in love with my boss. Hi. I guess this doesn't exactly fit the prompt, as I have not hooked up with a coworker yet. Doesn't matter. This is so juicy already.
No, it's still
already.
Fine. Just give us the tea.
As quite frankly, I am a virgin in my early 20s. Okay. That has not even had my first kiss yet. Aww. We don't really need to unpack this today. But I had many chances. I was just always too scared and also quite picky about the time and place. So it just hasn't happened yet. Good for you.
No, honestly, you're not going to regret that.
That's honestly good for you. You're not missing out on anything.
Don't let anyone fucking gaslight you either. Like, I promise you, you're literally not missing out.
You're not missing out. No. You're fine. She's like, I'm not even asking.
Yeah, she said, I didn't need you to validate
I don't
me.
Care. She's
you
like,
and I
yeah,
start
I know,
crying.
I
we're like, white knuckling the tears. Yeah. I swear you're not missing out.
You're making a good choice,
yeah.
Girl.
I swear to God, sister.
She's like, I'm literally
she's like,
fine.
This seems like kind of like a you thing.
Anyway, I am in love with my boss. I will try to give as many details as possible without doxing myself. He's a doctor, and I'm going to hold it up here because every time I watch videos of myself like this, it shows how fucking stupid my lips look.
Okay. You mean your cancer?
Ooh. Anyway, I'm in love with my boss. he is a doctor and is married. Oh, so you work in a hospital.
Okay.
Okay, Miss Yale.
Okay, this is giving Kaiser.
I am attracted to his insane intelligence and just the fact that he's an incredibly kind person and good doctor. Okay, this is 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. This is Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, the power dynamics turn me on as well, I think.
Ooh.
He's one of the hottest men I have ever encountered in my life.
Fuck.
Not really conventionally hot, but I am still completely weak in the knees for this confident, brilliant, hairy Jew. You have me fucking won. I mean, this is good.
Okay, Lee, I don't know why, but that was a jump scare. You need to fucking let us know if you're going to de-cloak.
Lee, I like when your hair is like this.
Yeah, this does look good.
I like your messy
this
hair.
This does look good, but it was just jarring because I
couldn't do the hood anymore.
No,
it's
okay.
It's so fucking hot.
There's just beads of sweat.
I'm so sweaty.
No, Lee, but your hair does look good like this, but okay. That was a jump scare.
So this is hot. So you've got a hot, smart Jew doctor, and I fucking love all of this.
Okay, I can't with you, but
what?
Yeah.
It's hot.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Jews are a hot button topic right now.
Yeah, well, they're hot.
Yeah, I know, but just the way you said Jew doctor.
Well, I feel like you punched the J.
Because he's a Jew doctor and he's probably fucking hot.
A Jewish doctor.
Jews are fucking hot. And here's, I will say it. Because I'm not an anti-Semite like you two, as you all know.
Lee is literally.
Well, I am literally Ashkenazi.
No,
you are Ashkenazi.
Yeah.
Minus the Osh. I am a Nazi.
Minus the Osh. I'm fucking
silent,
quitting.
Silent Osh.
I am silent Ashken.
Yeah, Ashken.
Just the Nazi.
I think, yeah, I mean, Jewish men are fucking really the creme de la creme of men. Anyway, and we all know that's true. Mm-hmm. I spend every second of every day at work fantasizing about him.
Okay.
Since we work closely together, every single episode, I'm like, is this the one? Or I'm going to get fucking reamed and canceled.
Well, keep working at it. And I'm sure you're going to get there.
We work closely together. This can be problematic. He will literally be talking to me and I will be completely zoned out staring at him. Oh, fuck. I feel like girl, are you a surgeon? What if she's like a fucking surgeon?
Well, can I say something? She's really not, I'm not and watch her be like, well, I actually am. And no disrespect if you are, but I'm not picking up on like nurse energy. I feel like it's like, it's either like doctor or
lot lizard. The lot lizard of Kaiser.
Maybe she's the anesthesiologist.
She could be. That means she's making money.
Or x-ray tech.
Money, bitch. So you're making fucking scrilly. All right. I feel like he may think I have a little crush, but there's no way he knows how deep it is for me. I like that. I'm not sure if my infatuation with him is real or if it is just a cope to be able to get through 40-hour work weeks. I have also theorized that my brain could be tired of my virginity and is forcing me to be horny for my boss that I see every day. So I want to get back to this. That I see every day. So I eventually am forced to just hook up with someone out of desperation.
Wait, sorry, pause. I just pieced something together. She said that she's in her early 20s.
Yes.
Okay, then she wouldn't be a doctor if she's in her early 20s. Because you'd have to, like,
she in med school?
Yeah, maybe she's doing a residency.
Maybe she's a student, yeah.
So, okay, so this is wild because...
And she said power dynamic. Okay, sorry for...
Okay, wait, let's finish the story because I have things that I want to unpack on this.
Okay, read. Start reading now.
Yeah, okay.
Go.
There's a yearly office party at a bougie hotel that I'm looking forward to because it's the first time he will see me without scrubs. I am gonna try to look so good and young.
She shows up with pigtails and like a lollipop in her mouth.
Yeah, and a diaper. I am gonna try to look so good and young. Thank
Not
you for that detail.
Not that I'm dead.
That he leaves his mid-30s old wife for me.
Are you feeling triggered, Gabby?
Okay, old wife. I'm 31. Really, I'm 31.
But you're really close to 35. Closer than I am. Because I'm in my 20s.
You're old.
You're fucking old. Lee, would you rather hook up with women in their 30s or like in their early 20s?
Anybody that's nice to me, really.
Okay, why does it always get dark and sad? Okay, no more questions over this way.
50?
No more questions over this way because it always goes down like a weird tunnel.
Just kidding. All right.
Okay. This is funny. She goes, okay, just kidding. I think they're really in love, unfortunately. I am sad that I'll never get to be with him. But also I'm thankful that he single-handedly pulled me from the dark hole of this self-inflicted asexuality I was in throughout my late teens, early 20s. I was literally studying for 4 years straight and I didn't look at men whatsoever. Good for you. Why do you listen to this podcast? You're too smart for this podcast. I will try to enjoy it.
Stop listening.
Yeah. This is going to deteriorate.
Go back.
Well, see,
listen,
like, she's like listening
to Science
it.
Today or something.
She's listening to it and she goes, and then I started developing this whack-ass crush. And I'm like, turn it off. Turn off the podcast.
Debilitating crush.
This is not like
man.
A beacon of healing. This is like where you go when you bottom out.
This podcast is an emotional bottom.
This is a weekly bottom.
This is like when you're at like your lowest point, you turn us on. Like working in a hospital on the road to success with your virginity.
Yeah, like, you know how people are like, I want to listen to an uplifting podcast, like a feel good where I'm going to learn something. That is not this podcast.
Like, if you still have a hymen, don't listen to us.
Okay, anyway, thanks for reading, ladies.
Stop.
Oh, no. I will try to enjoy our time together while it lasts. At least I can be his work wife for now. Anyway, thanks for reading, ladies and Lee. Here's the thing. Okay. Sorry we took so many fucking, you know, little...
Take it as a compliment because we were fucking
gagged.
So funny.
So here's the thing. I'm not sure if my infatuation with him is real or if it is just a cope to be able to get through my 40-hour work weeks.
Maybe it's both.
I think it's both. I think that's absolutely true. I think when you're forced, it's like that thing when you work, literally, even in restaurants, when you're around people all the time, you will develop a crush on somebody that you wouldn't usually have a crush on because you're just around them all the time.
It's the same with fucking stand-up. You're like around these people and you're like, oh, okay.
I guess I think you're hot. I don't know. It's like when you go on a field trip when you're young and you're like, I guess I have a crush on this guy that I'm sitting next to on the bus now.
Of course. It's the same with like the fucking airport shit. Like you're like, oh my God, like who's going to be here? It's like when you're subjecting yourself to a certain, what am I trying to fucking say? Not atmosphere.
Yeah, I get
you know,
it.
You know when, what I'm trying to say?
When yeah. When you're enclosed. Okay, here it is.
Yeah, when you're enclosed. Yeah, no, it's exciting. It's hot. Also, especially at work, y'all, you're just trying to like, yeah, it's like a survival fucking technique too. You're trying to just get through it and find some enjoyment.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
But
that's it. Yeah, you're just, it's something to like focus on.
But Miss Hyman needs to calm the fuck down with dragging the mid-30s.
Yeah, come on.
Her mid-30s shrew. Okay.
Probably can't even get pregnant, old fucking womb crusty bitch.
I know, like, okay. Damn. All right. Hey, honkies and Lee. Preface, my bad for saying that word like that. I wish I could delete that, but I can't. I live in a conservative Arab country, so I went to an all-boys school.
Wait, really? And you're...
Yeah. Okay, what are you doing on your iPad? Let's go. I live in a conservative Arab country, so I went to an all-boy...
I'm Arab.
Well, you're not.
Well, yeah, my grandpa was. Yeah, Arab man.
You're 23andMe was giving white nationalists. So. Okay, so I live in a... Neo-Nazi. I live in a conservative Arab country. Gabby could never... So I went to an all-boys school. You could never go there either.
My grandpa did.
Gay relationships are a no-go. Now you're happy. Gays get imprisoned. Gabby's fantasy. I interned at a law firm for a while where I mostly did admin work. And one day we had a group project and were put into groups from other departments. I recognize a name that was put on the group list, but didn't think much of it. We meet with the group next week, and lo and behold, it's my former high school mate that was the biggest homophobe ever. He bullied me for being gay, but also fooled
around. Oh, wait, so he's gay?
He never said he was gay.
Yeah.
I'll give the...
No, he's not, but it's the story is like unfolding.
No, oh, maybe. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like what happens when you read, and then you guys learn.
But he didn't say that he's gay.
It's kind of, so it's like, so here's kind of like how like this works. So it's like, you know, you're reading emails I've never heard before, and then I'm like learning new information, and then that's kind of like what I'm doing right now. And then we're kind of like, we're all kind of like,
okay, it's like he was about to say something.
He did say that gay relationships in the all boys.
He's like laying the groundwork.
Okay, got it.
He's not giving.
He's introducing us, and so
especially you because I'm reading. So you
he's
shut the fuck up.
Gay.
Yeah, okay. And okay, so shut the fuck
gay.
Up and then shut the fuck up and then I'm gonna keep talking because it's my story I'm reading. Okay. Back to one. So. I recognize the name that was on the group list, but don't think much of it. We meet with the group the next week, and lo and behold, it's my former high school mate that was the biggest homophobe ever, Gabby. He bullied me. I'm literally gay right now, so shut the fuck up. He bullied me for being gay, Gabby. Yeah. But, well, I'm getting bullied for being gay right now, so I really connect with the story. Being gay, but also fooled around with me in the school bathrooms.
There we go.
So he's classic.
He's a fucking gay lord. It's giving fucking gay lord.
And you wonder, and you go, hey. How come managers don't like us? Well, it's because they turn on this podcast and they go, huh.
Is it illegal to say the truth?
Okay.
No.
And I just want everyone to know I don't stand with that. Okay, so here's the thing. He bullied me for being gay, Gabby, and also fooled around with me in the school bathroom. I'm in shock and literally felt... And Gabby actually used to bully gay kids in her high school, so this is why she's getting triggered.
Oh, you fucking wish I did.
She did. I'm in shock and literally felt dizzy when I saw him. Oh. Okay, holy fuck. I tried to contain myself, but I got the worst stomach ache. Aww. After the day ended, he asked to hang out to catch up and talk, which I stupidly agreed to. He tells me he is engaged and invited me to his wedding, which is in December, but I'm obviously not going. Long story short, we kissed in his car and drove back to my apartment and fucked for hours.
Shut the fuck up!
I know, y'all.
Shut the fuck up!
He stayed the night, LMAO.
What?
I know.
What?
Okay, wait. The most erotic part of this secrecy and the fact that it's illegal. We did this a few times until he dumped me. Kind of miss him, but fuck him. I don't intern there anymore.
He's marrying a woman.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's giving Call Me By Your Name.
It is. Kind of miss him, but fuck him. I don't intern there anymore, so that's good. Anyways, love y'all. We love you. Thank you so much for writing in.
That was such a good story. That was such a good story.
Okay, right?
That was so good.
I'm sorry they didn't get the giveaway, but here's the thing. That was a really good fucking story. Thank you so much for writing in. That is really fucking intense. Is this recent? That's what I would want to know. But yeah, this was very tortured.
Very tortured.
Very like
poor woman who's marrying him. Like, because I feel like these are the guys are that like, because he deserves to be happy. Like this guy deserves to be out. He deserves to be happy. He deserves to like not be in like to be repressed and marrying a woman that he doesn't want to be with. And that has to be really difficult for people. Mm-hmm. And like, it's that fucking sucks. I bet it's my dad. Scam likely. It must be really, it sucks because then you're going to put through this woman through this false marriage.
Well, okay. So here's the thing that I'm wondering.
Put a woman through a false marriage. Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting married under false pretenses. However, what, I wonder if he's completely all the way closeted. I think maybe he is instead of just being bi because of the animosity and the hostility he was bringing to this man when they were younger in high school.
That's true. I mean, you know? Then there's obviously a chance that he's bisexual and he loves his wife, but it's giving that he's not.
But you know what? The reason why I think, you know what? Now I'm going, but yeah, I was just saying like, maybe that's a possibility, but I think because he's like cheating with a man, I think that's like kind of like a...
And because he's homophobic.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's really fucking interesting.
That's sad.
I know you said, okay, you said kind of miss him, but fuck him. I like... And again, thank you so much for writing in because the story has me fucking gagged. But like, I want to know, I'm curious, was it deeper? Was it more of like, kind of like, was it again, kind of like a trauma bond thing or like you kind of caused me pain when we were younger, but also hooked up with me. So let's do it again. Or was it kind of like, oh, like, I think I kind of like, was it their love? That's, I don't know.
Yeah. Ooh, that was a good story.
It was really good. It's like, it was very like short and succinct, but very like, there was a very like deep.
Imagine living in a fucking country where being gay is a crime. That's just, it's so archaic.
Mm-hmm.
I wish the United States was like that. I'd feel more comfortable.
Yeah. It's actually giving, you're the guy from that story. You're kind of like the bully from the story and you're giving like repressed... Just kind of like really repressed, big gay.
All right. Met. You ready for the next one? Met my LOL. What is LOL? Like love of life?
Love of life.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, honks and horny ass Lee. It's a long story, but worth it.
Okay.
For years after a nasty breakup, I moved back 4 years. It's spelled F-O-R, but I'm assuming it's literal.
I moved back
4 years after a nasty breakup. I moved.
I think she's just saying 3 years after. Like 3 years after a nasty breakup.
No, okay. Because guess what, Lee? She clarifies it right after this.
Okay, why do y'all not understand how reading works today? You guys are like, the word is here. And it's like, well, read some more words.
Okay, here we go.
And it'll make sense.
4 years after a nasty breakup, I moved my ass back to the city of Portland, Maine, after living in the country for 4 years.
Yeah, that's where I was. I wonder if we know each other.
After living in the country. Okay, anyway. Triggered. I was 24, horny, and depressed as fuck. I worked in a boring office setting and was tired of the 9-to-5, not meeting anyone new. In efforts to start dating again, I took a job bartending on top of my 9-to-5. The whole goal of taking the job was to find love. The worst place to find a job in a fucking bar.
Oh, no.
The first weekend of working, we did an outing so all of the bartenders could meet and vibe out, I guess. We rented a 1980s camper, got trashed, and bar hopped around the city. One of the new bartenders who was hired with me was a fit, seemingly quiet redhead. A few months prior to this, my grandmother died, and she told me and my sister that I was going to fall in love with a redhead. I chuckled and told her I wasn't attracted to redheads, and she insisted upon it. She died holding my hand, and that's the last thing she said to me.
Okay.
Oh, weird.
Which?
Weird. So when I met this guy, I did question... I wonder if that's him, but quickly disregarded the thought because I really wasn't attracted to him or redheads in general. Fucking gingers. Jesus. However, once we started talking
with you, bitch.
Once we started talking, I felt like I had known him forever. I gave him my number so we could go disc golfing together, which we did the following day. Important. I truly only thought of him as my friend, which quickly turned into my best friend immediately. We started doing everything together, but I was living my absolute hoe dream, banging a hot male law student, a spicy Russian woman, and going on random dates. Okay, what the fuck, hottie? Not you fucking women and men. We love to see it. Okay, getting this bar job sounds like it was the best thing ever.
Yeah.
My coworker, Adam, had just gone out of a 13-year relationship, so he was hoeing it up as well. We would hang out all the time, bartend together. Is Adam the redhead?
No, I think, no. That, I think that's a, that Adam's a different one.
Yeah.
Okay. We would hang out all the time, bartend together, go home together, watch movies, and I would leave, go get banged out, and then come back to his house for companionship. We used to go out and say we were going to find LOLs, loves of our lives. This happened for a year. He dated many girls. I got into a more serious relationship with a spicy Russian woman. This is her and I for verification of the spiciness. I'm thicky. Oh, there's a picture down here. Oh, wow. Those are hot pictures. We'll show them after.
Oh, shit.
But so it's sounding like Adam is the guy, right?
Oh, maybe.
Right?
Oh, I got confused.
Well, I did too.
Fuck.
But it sounds like. Yeah, my coworker Adam.
I think I had too much Celsius.
No, because it.
No, it's.
I thought she was saying there was two different people though.
There's a law student and then the redhead. I guess the redhead is Adam, the coworker.
Oh. What?
And they would like they were out like hoeing it up, parallel.
And oh, then, and then okay, and then together. They would come back for companionship.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Okay, that's why I got confused.
No, no, okay. It's kind of funny.
It sounded like it was a different person.
It did. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, there's a writing tip. I'm just kidding. I love the story. Thank you. Thank you. You know what you're getting yourself into when you submit stories to us.
Yeah, you do. It's all with love.
It's criticism and love at the same time. Okay.
But we're anyway, really harsh with you guys because A24 is going to pick up some of your stories. So if you're not, if
we
got to
make sure
you
get the fucking points.
The script's not going to get picked up, babe. So come on.
We love it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, one of these stories is going to actually get picked up. Like a somebody's going to listen to this podcast. They're going to be like, we want to turn these stories into a movie. And then we're going to have to reach out to you guys and be like, send us your stories. We can turn it into a movie. So you know what? Thank you. You can thank us for getting your stories made into block blister selling movies.
This is a lot of talking.
You're right. Anyway, I realized about a year and a half in that I had serious feelings for him. Oh. I've been off my ADHD medication, so I'm really having a hard time staying on track.
Are you saying this personally?
Me personally, I'm off my ADHD medication
for
the past like week. So I'm really just bouncing around.
No, it's all good.
Anyway, I realized about a year and a half in that I had serious feelings for him. It set in slowly, but at one point I couldn't deny it. This picture below was taken on the bar's third anniversary where we got on another wild bus, took far too many mushrooms and went roller skating with all of our coworkers. I was feeling the mushrooms and told Adam I had feelings for him. He told me to wrap the feelings up.
Oh.
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 That he wasn't ready for something serious and he valued my friendship too much.
He said, wrap the feelings up.
Jesus.
And that's when the suicide letter writes itself.
Stuff them down deep.
He goes, wrap the feelings
up. That's horrible. I was not expecting that reaction.
No, that's kind of heinous.
I can still feel my chest collapsing, walls caving in, bottom dropping out, feeling terrible.
Especially on mushrooms.
Yeah. I woke up the next day sobbing, hungover, emotionally struck.
Oh.
He FaceTimed me and I answered. He asked if I was crying and I replied yes. And he made me get out of bed and come get brunch with him. We talked it out and decided to pretend it never happened and continue being friends. I continued to have serious feelings for him and was honestly crushed every time I had to hang out with him and one of the girls he was seeing. But I cared about him so much, I just pushed the feelings down and continued my sexcapades for another year. Oh. For my birthday that year, I had a wild threesome with a spicy Russian and the law student. Nice. So I was living my best life. Fast forward to the pandemic times. I wasn't happy in my living situation, so I bunkered down at his house on the ocean. Another mushroom day. This is long. Like, this is a long, not a long story, but like, this is a long relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Another mushroom day, we were with a few friends and in his fucked up state, asked me in front of our friends what my butthole looked like. He was just fucking around, but his buddy's girlfriend, who I had just met, mushroomed out, said, are you fucking with her? Don't fuck with her feelings. If you want to date her, do it. If not, let her be.
You know what? I love that.
It's hard not to explain. It's hard to explain, but the energy was palpable.
Mm-hmm.
This lady we barely knew understood the chemistry between us and pointed it out. I got teary because I had such feelings. He brought me outside and just hugged me silently, and I sobbed.
Oh,
oh my God, this is going to make me cry.
I know.
He knew I loved him. I knew, but it felt unattainable.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, this is making me sad.
I know.
He knew I loved him. I knew, but it felt unattainable. Before this point, Adam and I barely touched. The physical chemistry was lit. So we avoided it. The fuck is wrong with him?
Okay.
Why is he so emotionally unavailable to, like, love? Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens. That night, he crawled into bed with me and we cuddled for the first time. It was electric. If I could get boners, I would have had one all night. The next day, this is the height of the pandemic, we went back to his house. I sat in a hammock in his living room, and he crawled into it with me and put his hand on my thigh. Let me tell you, my pussy was dripping. He told me he had feelings for me, but was worried to ruin our friendship. Oh, fuck off. At this point, it's already ruined. There's no friendship after this.
Because you know what? Just really quick.
Yeah.
Like, that isn't a friendship then. Like, the second that someone confesses feelings,
yeah,
it is possible to, like, kind of, like, you know, suppress it to, like, I guess, but the second someone else has feelings, then the friendship isn't that anymore. It's not just a friendship, it's more.
There's no going back from being like, I don't want to ruin our friendship. I don't know, there's just, like, I feel like
it's very complex.
Yeah, we talked about whether or not we should have sex for about an hour. And it ended up with him ripping apart my button dress, carrying me to his bedroom, and we went at it. He had to break up with the girl he was seeing.
Oh.
I had to break up with the girl I was seeing, and we became even more inseparable than we were before. This photo was the first time I told him I loved him. Fast forward, we lived in three different states, started a disc golf company. Follow us on Insta. And she gave us the handle. And are engaged.
Wow.
Oh my God, this gave me goosebumps. He taught me how to trust, how to let my guard down. And now I get to check out girls with my husband. I found the love of my life. Thanks for listening. I hope everyone finds the love we uncovered.
Oh my God. Wow. I really, really love that. Okay, so
this is that story's fucked up.
That was a fucking roller coaster, and that was stressing me out, to be honest. But I'm really happy that
I don't know which one's you, but here's a hot pick.
Oh wow, so hot!
You can't really tell. I don't want to.
So no, well, I'll cut it out. I'll make sure there's no photos on here.
Okay.
But I'm wondering if I know this person.
Really?
Because Portland, Maine, is a very small
town.
It's
tiny.
Really?
It's really tiny.
Yeah.
I wonder if you know who this guy's girlfriend is.
Not this guy looking like Chris D'Elia.
Wait, let me see.
I'm scared. It's covering his face.
Oh my God. That's like, so fucking funny.
It looks like Crystal. Yeah.
Is there
we
like
got a spoiler alert for you, girl.
Yeah,
no, okay. That's really.
Is there what?
Is there a good picture, like a clear picture of her?
Can I see? No,
I
don't
know them. I do not know them.
Really cute. Really, really cute.
This is
they're
you
cute,
guys?
Though.
Okay, so there's something I want to unpack.
Wait.
I think why Honky and I just got emotional. And maybe some of y'all did too, I don't know. But the reason why we just got emotional for that is that pain when you fucking like someone so much and there's all that fucking buildup, that is so, oh my God. It's just, honestly, it's so fucking painful. Like when someone is, whether they're doing it intentionally or not, it hurts so bad. And there's like so much like, why can't I fucking articulate it right now? I don't know. Just like,
well, there's so much tension. And
that's what I'm trying to fucking say. There's so much tension. And the fact that that girl, like, I love that she just called it out. And, like, that was honestly top tier alpha queen shit to be like, hey, don't mess with her. Like, you know, she has feelings for you. Don't fucking do that.
Right.
Because it's not nice to do that to someone when someone really likes you. That's mean. Whether you're being intentional or not, that's mean to toy with someone's feelings.
Well, he obviously like had his own shit going on, but like, you know, what has me tripping was the grandma. being like, you're gonna fall in love with a redhead.
Yeah, and that's the last thing she said.
That's wild.
And that's on some witch shit. That's a real fucking witch.
I had, I always think about this. When I did the Ouija board when I was little, and I was like, you know, in middle school or some shit, and I asked it for like the initials of somebody that I was gonna marry or whatever, and the initials were KS. And so, like, deep down, always when I like meet people, I'm always like, who's got the initials? But I have yet to meet.
Okay.
A KS. Besides Kristen Stewart. She's engaged. I see you, bitch. That went by really fast.
I know.
Sorry we spent so much time talking about Republicans. We should have been reading stories. Sorry, guys.
The true romance unfolds. I want to do a little shout out really quick. I'm not going to say this person's name. I don't know. I mean, maybe she wouldn't mind, but just in case she wouldn't. So the person that wrote in, this person has a very, very special place in my heart because I worked with her at my, I think it was, yeah, this was like my first job. I was a lifeguard back in North Carolina, and she was a few years older than me. And she was, still is. So her and her brother listened to this podcast, and she actually got her younger brother our merch, which is so cute. And he got the whole office listening to our podcast. So shout out to this certain, if it's okay, if you hear this and you're like, oh, you can say my name, then I'll do it next podcast. But I just want to say that I loved working with her when I was in high school. We were lifeguards over the summer at our community pool. And then we would go like party at her house and talk about, coworker hookups. I was a virgin at the time, and I started making out with this guy, and then this who was also a lifeguard, and then this other girl comes in. We were partying at the girl who wrote in's parents' house or whatever, and so this guy comes in and this girl comes in, and I start making out with both of them, and then like it started like progressing, and then I was like, okay, I'm gonna just see myself out. Anyways, they end up fucking, and then I end up going with this other girl to get an abortion. It was honestly crazy. So lol, didn't get to have my official threesome night, but it was still pretty fun. But anyways, I've had some wild nights with her, and she is now, I think she like works with like children or something, but okay, let's get into it. Basically, I just love you so much. I'm so happy you wrote in. Okay. Hi, honks. You're the tits. Let's get into it. So my coworker romance story involves the first grade teacher and after school program coordinator at the elementary school where I taught music where I taught music a few years back. The first grade teacher was a complete babe and a half, and her classroom was across the hall from mine. Let's call her Kim. We were both fairly new to education, plus young and cute, so Kim and I naturally became besties. Eventually, Kim and I would stay late, along with another older first grade teacher and the absolute hunk of an after-school coordinator. Let's call him Pete Davidson. I was completely oblivious to the whole thing and just thought we were a wholesome group of overworked and underpaid pals. Plus, my friend Kim was married to a doctor at the time, and Pete Davidson was hooking up with half our town and would tell us all the tea during our late night hangs. Cut to Kim calling me on the phone one night, telling me she's leaving the doctor and that she and Pete Davidson had been having steamy hookups in the classrooms and storage closets at the school every night where the cameras don't record footage.
Shut up.
I felt like a big dum-dum for not picking up on the signs because it really tracked once I had all the info. Anyway, then Kim slept on an air mattress in the tiny living room of my one bedroom for a few months. And occasionally I would hear her and Pete Davidson bumping uglies and trying to be quiet so I wouldn't hear. Ew. Moral of the story, don't get married when you're young and hot and just fuck Pete Davidson. Wait, just fuck the Pete Davidsons of the world and save yourself the mess. Love y'all. Love you, queen. Oh my God. That's really fucking funny. Okay. So you were like caught in the throes of their passion, I guess. Shout out to you for letting them fuck in your one bedroom apartment, you know? Okay. We have so many other motherfucking stories.
So many stories. Fucks.
All right, we can read one more. We can read one more.
I have like a super, super short one.
Yeah. Why don't you do that? Cause that one was short too.
Okay. Something about working. Okay. You're going to like this one, honky. Something about working at a mortuary during the pandemic made me think it would be a great idea for me, a funeral arranger, to talk my boyfriend, an embalmer, into having threesomes with her, a body removal tech. They are living.
I thought they were going to say something about fucking the dead bodies.
They are living happily ever after now, together. Together in the house I helped him remodel.
What?
Meanwhile, I'm back on Bumble and Prozac, working in the home. Meanwhile, I'm back on Bumble and Prozac, working in the home rental business, feeling like death instead of just working with it.
Wait,
oh no!
Read the beginning of that again.
I'm gonna reread that. I'm sorry. I was kind of okay. I'm gonna reread it. I'm sorry for stuttering. Okay, I've had so much Celsius, I should be dead. Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay, you guys, because the way she wrote this was like kind of poetic too. Yeah. It was really well written. So I'm gonna read it one more time.
She got God.
Something about working at a mortuary during the pandemic made me think it would be a great idea for me, a funeral arranger, to talk my boyfriend, an embalmer, into having threesomes with her, a body removal tech. They are living happily ever after now, together in a house I helped him remodel. Meanwhile, I'm back on Bumble and Prozac, working in the home rental business, feeling like death instead of just working with it.
Why did you have to lose the house?
That's insane.
The Apple Pen. You lose the house?
That was the mic drop. Because this is the plight of being a woman. We lose everything.
They were together.
Not the body removal world.
Yeah, they were together. And then she's like, let's have a threesome.
And then he leaves her for the body removal.
Wow. Okay,
That's wild.
I know.
That was such a good... Now, talk about...
That was a good ending.
That was chilling. That was fucking...
Not the embalmer, the funeral home director. It sounds like a joke. Like, it's a setup to a joke.
I know, right?
An embalmer, a body removal, and a fucking...
Walk into a
funeral home, and guess what? One of them gets left for the body embalmer.
And then it's the death of your relationship. Yeah, I am fucking gagged out, though. That's crazy. Damn, Jesus, dude.
Sorry. Well, no, I mean, you know what? It doesn't suck. I mean, it sucks. But good riddance to him. It sucks to be on like that side of things.
You went through that pain, but it doesn't. But, like,
him.
You don't want to fucking be with someone who is gonna fucking not like be all the way into you. You want to be with someone who's motherfucking obsessed with you. And if you guys have a fucking threesome, they're not gonna be like, oh, see ya.
Body remover.
Not your neighbor's starting to fuck, Lee. I'm getting pissed. Okay. And that's on romance.
Body remover. Ew. And like he's embalming them and she's removing them.
Yeah.
And then the funeral arranger.
I'm watching a couple of years. There's going to be some like sick story out about these people.
I think that she's bringing them the dead bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. There's something poetic there too. No, that's like also kind of symbolic. She's bringing them the dead bodies and she also brought them together.
Whoa.
It's getting deep on this
anyway,
podcast.
Write us in when you find a new partner and I want to know how it's going. Just give us an update.
Yeah, please.
Hey, you guys, here's another thing. If you ever want to send us updates on stories that you've told us, things that didn't have like buttons and say something has happened now, send us the stories.
Yeah, okay. Or if you ever hear us go like, oh, I wish we could see a picture of this. Or I wish we knew where you were now. Just write us in and be like, oh, I was the person that wrote in about like...
Yeah, you got to fill us in though. Just give us a little picture.
Yeah, give us like a little like log line of like what your story was and then like fill us in and we will like legit fucking read it.
And
thank you so much for writing in. These stories were really fucking good.
This one flew by. We have a lot more stories that you guys sent us.
We're going to do a part two of this because we want to get to more. Yeah, we need to do a catch-up episode. Yeah. And finally have my motherfucking brother on this podcast.
We've got some leftover STD stories, too. We've got some shit going on that we want to get through, so.
And we have some exciting things coming up for you guys in the next few months, and we'll tell you about that when we're ready. And that's kind of the motherfucking tea. You guys can find, we do our prompts every single week on Instagram, 42069. Wait, tea time 42069.
Look out for our prompts every week. We post them a couple days in advance to submit your stories by Wednesday. That's when we record.
The email is teatimestories42069@gmail.com.
Subscribe to our Patreon. We put extra spicy content on there.
We prank call your exes on there. Okay, Lee, you got to stop jerking off on Patreon. But you know what? I think when we finally hit 1,000 subscribers, that's when Lee will stop jerking off. So you guys, please subscribe so we can end our suffering. And yeah.
And that's patreon.com/teatime42069.
Yeah.
And we couldn't do this podcast without y'all's stories.
No, we couldn't. Oh, I forgot to tell you something.
You're doing that voice that you do and you're looking away and you're laughing at your own jokes. So you didn't.
No, I did. I forgot to tell you something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What is it, Gabby?
No.
Where's the joke? Where is it? Uh-oh. Come on.
No, I forgot.
Okay, you guys. So we'll see you guys next week. Thank you so much.
You're fucking gay. All right, bye.
Yeah, well, I literally am gay. Bye. Okay. Okay, I think that one was really fun.
That was good.
vicariously, though you were the brave one.
Doesn't taste that bad, honestly.